Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. This is 98.2 on your dial. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop EJ. If you want to hear something and you want to get in touch with the squad, you could dial
49-1098-7654.
Of this. So, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so grateful to be here. Back with you. The last time I was here was December 21st of 2013. So it was at the winter solstice. That was the last time I was with you. And if you'll excuse me for just a second, I need to get a sip of water. There we go. Much better. So, if you haven't been with me for a while, you know that at the beginning of the show, I like to take care of business, and here's how you can contact me. You can contact me through social media. The best way to get at me with social media is through Facebook. Of course, there's my Fitness for the Soul page. Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime. There's my personal page, which is Kelly Lynn Prime. You can find me in either of those places. I am at Kelly Lynn Prime on Twitter and Instagram. You can get at me in either of those places. and my email is kelly@kellylynnprime.com. And, of course, my website is KellyLynnPrime.com, which I'm excited to be making some changes to. I guess I just have a lot of, I've been planning, you know, the wintertime is a time of like hibernation and such, you know, much of the earth actually goes into a state of hibernation where they're resting, and those little buds that come out in the spring, they are lying dormant and just waiting for the right moment to come out. And I feel like that's kind of what I've been doing is, you know, I've been doing a little hibernation. I've been doing a little soul searching and growing. I saw something this morning when I was putting out my promotion for the show on Facebook, because I said, you know, come and get your Zen this morning, come and get your your meditation. And there was, when I Googled for the image Zen, there's a lot of beautiful images that come up, but this one was really interesting. It was a picture of just, it was a white background with a black circle, and it says circle, and it says the Zen empty spot. There is no thing which you are and nothing which you are not. And I just thought that that was just really, really pertinent. We are everything and nothing at the same time. And I feel like I've really been, I feel like I've been put in situations where I'm really learning that. So that's kind of what's been going on with me. I feel like I've been kind of hibernating, you know? I've been learning and growing and such, and I think I hear my cat, which she's been just an amazing blessing. My little cat is a stray who adopted me as her mommy, and she has just really, I never wanted a cat, really. Well, I didn't want a pet, and, you know, a pet is, to me, a pet is as close to having a child as it gets. You know, a lot of people, they'll get a pet prior to having children to kind of test things out, and I guess I just didn't want that responsibility. But I think the universe told me that I was ready, and I just got a message. It's 646-595-2939 is the call-in number. So, sorry for, there's a few little snafus going on for some reason. I'm not really sure. Let me do this. See, this is what happens, folks, when you're away for a while. There's a few little technical things going on with my show this morning, so if you could just sit tight for a moment and be patient. Okay. Okay, here we go. All right, folks. Sorry for the delay. But back to what I was talking about. I don't know what I was talking about, but I'm going to go in a different direction. I've been underground. I've been planning. And I have some exciting things coming up on the radio show. You know, we're going to keep doing what we have been doing, which is our primary focus at the end of the show is and has been and will be meditation. So we're going to keep doing that in 2014. But what I'm going to be adding... Oh, and we're still going to do our we're still going to do our oracle cards and our card readings. But I think what I'm also going to add in is we are going to be learning about we're going to be learning about the we're going to be learning about our energy body. We're going to be learning about our aura. We're going to be learning about our chakras. We have, you know, people, when they hear chakras, they primarily think of, like, the seven chakras and stuff. Well, what you may not know is we actually have way more than seven chakras in our body. So we're going to... we're gonna learn about the chakras. We are going to not only learn about the chakras, we're gonna learn about their functions as well, and we are going to. I'm very drawn to angels. So we are going to be learning about the angels as well. there are, I'm going to start with the archangels. So we're going to learn about the archangels, and we're going to learn about some crystals. And not only that, I have some, I've asked some, I've been planning a few guests for the show. So, you know, I've been doing things while I've been gone. I've been planning. I've been underground, you know? So, yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, for today, I didn't have a lot planned for today. I just kind of wanted to get back in the saddle, and you know, just kind of work out the kinks. Hadn't been in the Blog Talk studio here for a minute, and sometimes they like to throw new things at us and such. So, with that being said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my cards out and see what the what the universe wants to throw at us as far as a message or a theme for today. And then we are going to meditate and call it a day. You know, it's funny. Well, it's not funny. It's how the universe works. I think I used to suffer from the disease of perfection. And that's a really hellacious place to be. I don't know if any of you can relate to that. But perfection is a real bitch, because perfection, when you hold yourself to the ideal of perfection, nothing, and I do mean nothing, is ever good enough, and nothing is ever right. And that's a horrible place to be, because even when things go right or when things go wrong, you're never satisfied. So, hi, my name is Kelly Lynn Prime, and I am a recovering perfectionist. And I say that to say that in the past, if had I been doing this radio show and been, you know, there's been a few little snafus this morning. I forgot to take my telephone off of mute. I forgot to, well, when I put my links up, I forgot to put the telephone number and the link, the online link. So I had to go back and do that. There's something wrong with my water this morning. I don't know if the water is temporarily shut off or if I'm having trouble within my apartment with the water. I don't know. I'm going to have to call after this. But in the past, I would have been falling apart right now. And you know what? I'm okay. Everything is always okay. We just have to learn to we have to learn to cope. We have to learn that there's nothing that we can't handle. We can handle everything. And I know that sounds extreme, but we really can't handle everything. There's nothing there's nothing that is thrown at us that we can't handle. So without further ado, oh, this is so perfect. You're not going to believe what card came up. And I want to mention to you as well, we are in new moon energy. What does that mean, Kelly? What does it mean to be in the new moon energy? What that means with the new moon, and a lot of people, they confuse full moon and new moon. There's a big difference between the full moon and the new moon. The full moon is when you look out and you see the entire round moon. You see the beautiful white satellite in the sky looking back at you. That's the full moon. The new moon is when you look out into the sky and you're like, I don't see the moon. Because what happens during the new moon is the moon is in the shadow. It's behind the shadow of the earth. That's why we have moon phases to begin with, is because the moon goes in and out of the shadow of the Earth as it orbits the Earth. So the card that came up today is Dark Moon. And the commentary on this says, maturation, growing up, introspection, and knowing myself. And, you know, I was just sharing with you how, you know, I'm a recovering perfectionist and making mistakes. I love making mistakes now. Like, I really do. Because mistakes are what lead you to growth and to becoming a better version of yourself. So I have matured. I have grown up. Introspection, that means going within. And you have to think of this energy in this way. Think of, and by the way, the new moon is the time of the month where you should plant your seeds. And when you take a seed and you plant it, you're putting it down into the earth, into darkness, so that it can mature and become the seedling. And then the seedling becomes the plant. And then the plant grows and gets bigger and matures, and then it bears fruit. So the new moon, the dark moon, is time for us to plant our seeds. And I don't know about you, but yesterday was a fantastic day for me. I had a lot of great connections and reconnections with people. And I'm really excited. I feel like the universe is really the universe is really bringing me the things that I have been asking for. So I'm very, very grateful. Give me one second. Okay, so what I will do with this card is I will, I'm going to take a picture of this, and I will post it up on my social media later on today so that you can take a look at this card and be reminded of what spirit had in store for us today. So I'm going to go ahead and get our meditation track. Get that set up so that we can do our meditation for today. We're going to start off with a couple of minutes of breathing, because that's another thing that I have learned that is very, well, not that I have learned, but that I have been reminded is so, so, so important is breathing, the breath. And I apologize for my throat. I'm not sure what's going on there. I feel like getting back out here and talking to you and communicating with you, I actually feel like there's something that's trying to clear from my throat chakra. So I apologize if it sounds weird, but I think it's something that's necessary for me right now. So if you'll excuse me for just one more second. All right. I think I am ready to get you all started. So here's the... Okay, so we're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. We're going to do it kind of to the beat. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out through your mouth. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. Almost done. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 4, hold. 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, hold. Fantastic. And what happens when we do the breathing is the breathing helps to actually begin clearing our energy field. So when we breathe, we're getting rid of stuff that we don't need in our energy body. Okay, so I'm going to get our Metatron. I said Metatron. I think I was thinking of the Archangel Metatron. So, welcome, Metatron. I trust that you're with us here for meditation. So welcome. So what I want you to do is I want you to get in a comfortable position. And, you know, I used to go through all these meditative rules of engagement. And I think I'm not going to do that anymore because there's only one rule with meditation. And that rule is no judgment. Whatever happens is perfect. Wherever you're at in this process is perfect. So there's no judgment, just acceptance of who you are and where you are. So please get into a position of relaxation. And go ahead and take a deep breath in. And slowly exhale. We're going to do that 4 more times. Inhale. And slowly exhale. Again, inhale. And slowly exhale. Two more breaths. Inhale. And slowly exhale. And last one, inhale. And slowly exhale. So what I want you to do now is I want you to just relax and let go. Just be with whatever comes up. Observe your thoughts. Watch them kind of like watching a train pass. And I want you to just be still with that for a moment. I'm going to be silent. I'll let you observe your thoughts passing like train cars. Don't stay with them. As they come up, recognize it and let it pass like a train car. Now what I would like for you to do is I would like to take you on a journey we're going to go on a journey into the darkness. And many people may think, many people fear the dark. And the darkness is not a place that we need to be afraid of. We have to go into the darkness and appreciate the darkness to know the light and to know balance. imagine being in the woods. You're surrounded by all the green lushness. And there's a path going through the middle of the woods. So we're just going to walk along that path. And observe all the things that we see along the path. Of course, there's trees. There's all kinds of little critters along the path, too. There's a bunny rabbit that hops along in front of us. There's birds in the trees that are chirping, singing their songs. Squirrels and chipmunks playing in the grass. We actually keep walking on the path. Toward a cave in front of us. And as we get closer to the cave, we can see the opening of the cave. And as we get closer to the cave, we know that we have to go inside into the darkness. So stand at the edge of the cave and go inside. Put your hand along the edge of the cave and walk in 10 steps. It's very dark. Now walk in 10 more steps. Now walk in 10 more steps. And after you've gone those next 10 steps, just sit down. What do you see in the darkness? Know that whatever you see, it's not your enemy. There's nothing that exists in the darkness for you to be afraid of. And there's nothing in the darkness that doesn't love you and accept you as you are. So I'm going to be silent And while you're in the darkness, experiencing whatever comes up, please know that everything is perfect as it is. So take a moment and thank anything that showed up to you in the darkness. Thank you. So glad you showed up. I'm grateful for you. No matter what it was. And go ahead and stand up in the cave. Turn around and walk back toward the light, toward the opening of the cave. Steps. 20 steps. 30 steps and you should be back out into the forest. Few moments that are left. Think about what is it you want to plant? What seeds do you want to plant? What do you want? Do you really want? And when you have figured out what you just outside of the cave, there's a hole that has been dug for you. Take your desires and put them in the hole in the ground. Silent for while you do that. Plant your seeds. When you are done planting your seeds, take the shovel that's leaning up against the cave and begin putting the dirt back on top of your desires that you put into the hole. Once you are finished, just go into a space of gratitude. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, cave. Thank you, darkness. Thank you, light. Thank you, soil. Thank you, hole. Thank you, desires. Thank you. So great. So grateful for you. Now, I want you to imagine light. Imagine a light at the top of your head. It's a big, huge, bright white light at the top of your head, right above your head. Now, imagine that white light entering into the crown of your head, right through the top of your head. And that white light enters into your head. It goes down the back of your head, all the way down your spine. And it goes down into your shoulders and your arms, down to your fingers. And then it begins to fill your torso, your chest, your midsection, your lower body, lower torso, and it goes down into your legs all the way to your toes. Now imagine that light coming out of your tailbone and out of your feet. And as it comes out of your tailbone and your feet, attached to the white light has cleaned every part of your body inside. All of the energies that we no longer need, that no longer serve us, are attached to the white light. And imagine that white light going down, down, down into the earth, down to the earth's core, down to that white hot core of the earth, where Mother Earth is going to take those things that no longer serve us and just burn them up. And that white light is also going to ground us to the earth, giving us a good, solid, energetic foundation so that our intentions can become reality, that they can come into the physical. We are spiritual beings, but we live in a physical world. So we have to be present in the physical. Now I want you to take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. Another deep breath in. And on the exhale, start to come back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Slowly open your eyes. And know that you are loved, you are appreciated, and that wherever you are in your spiritual journey is absolutely perfect. And know that I appreciate you listening in, and that I look forward to our next go-round, Fitness for the Soul and guided meditations and more. And I hope you feel at peace. I'm so glad that you were here today. And we're going to leave you today with a song by my good friend Drea called Me, Myself, and I. And I want you to just appreciate who you are, me, myself, and I, all parts of yourself. So we'll see you next week. And just be well.
Gonna make it if I try.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.